Hey, I don't even know where this is gonna go. I've seen things called ramble faps, and it's probably gonna end up going that direction. Random diddle. Random, I don't know what it would be for girls. But if you're not a believer in the force or something like it, something bigger than us that can pull people together, something that continues over time and space. If you don't believe that that exists or something similar or the possibility of it, just stop listening now because a lot of this won't make any sense to you. Yesterday was like today, it was just way too hot. The kind of day you want to just stay inside. Stay in the air conditioning and not go out and be sociable. And my job requires that I talk to people. See, in everyday life, I'm a dom. I'm a dominatrix on the phone, on the internet. I take control of guys, their minds, their cocks. They listen to me, they mind me. In some cases, they even worship me. This isn't about that, though. Yesterday, I just couldn't get any work done. I couldn't stay focused. I was looking for something. And I looked and I went to the place that basically I was told to look first, go to YouTube. YouTube has everything, right? I went to YouTube and I found some decent things that I was looking for. It was really random what I was looking for. I suppose it was ASMR and specifically Darksider. Since we're in a newer generation, I was looking for Kylo type things versus Vader. But I guess the lead character didn't much matter, it was the spirit of it. Anyhow, to make this a little shorter than it could end up, I ended up on YouTube and there was some entertaining things there, but not quite what I was looking for. And then I bopped over to Reddit, Gone Wild Audio. There is a bevy of talented people. But I still, you know, I was digging and looking and searching for that perfect thing, and I did finally find it. But I couldn't figure out why I was so distracted. I looked at the calendar today and realized it was June 13th, which, no, that probably doesn't have any significance to you, but 9 years ago or so, I encountered my first master, and I was already in the adult industry as a dom. Wasn't very good at it, but I was doing it and making a living at it. And I was playing a game called Ebony. If you're a nerd, you may have played it. You may have just stumbled across it. But I was playing this game and I encountered this guy who was really good at it, very strategic. He would hold chats over Skype and demand everyone attend if you were in his clan. And there was something about him, something about the way he would speak to people, something about the way he would demand their attention to detail over a game, over a free game, over a game you don't win anything other than glory. But a few conversations later, He started to get inside my head, as doms do. And he took to calling me princess, which was annoying. Very annoying. People call me mistress, ma'am, goddess. Princess, though? Ugh. So girly, so soft, so feminine, so... ugh. But there was a way that he said it that made it sound dirty. He'd drag out the S. He'd say it in a tone that made it seem like, rather than the elegant princess like Cinderella at the ball, that I was like a dirty, slutty princess locked up somewhere at his beck and call. I can't duplicate it, and I haven't heard it done since, but it was like princess, said breathily, growled. If there's any of you reluctant doms that have made it this far into the story, you probably know how to do this and how to bring this out in people. I've yet to learn or figure out some of the things that he did. But I know that because of me knowing him, I am a better dom, a better person, a more sexual person today. Anyhow, I digress. He started calling me princess, and I was pretty disgusted by it. Well, one thing led to another, and he began referring to himself as the evil, iron-fisted emperor. I was a nerd. I love Star Wars, and I'm even one of those that break the rules and like Star Trek too, but I was not loving the dark side at all. I was all for the Jedi. I was all for the light side. I was all for the rebellion. But there was something about him that was pulling me in. And yeah, it was role play, and yeah, it was fun, and yeah, it was mind fuckery, but there was something underneath that that was real. Anyhow, he began referring to himself as the Emperor, and he went by Phantom, and even more entertaining than that was that he would have me refer to him as my lord, and then eventually master. And he started putting something in my mind about his actual name, his government-given name, however you want to refer to it. That was reserved. And to this day, if I think about his name too much, or I think about saying his name, I am right at the brink of orgasm. And I mean right at the brink. It is like instant panty soaker. I don't know how he did that. I don't know how he planted it in me. I wish I could figure out that ability. I would love to do that to other people, because it is such an amazing feeling. But he had me start referring to him as my lord, or later down the road it became master. And very long story short, I ended up serving him from a distance. You see, I was on the Pacific coast of the United States, and he was back in Louisiana. And he told me that he had health issues, and that his heart wasn't good, and he didn't think he was going to live very long. Unfortunately, he was right about those things, but it didn't matter at the time. when he heard what I did and he got samples of what I did and he saw who I was, he made it clear that the shell that I'm in, my body, my looks, were completely and utterly unimportant. His words were something along the lines of he wanted to fuck with my mind, not with my body. And at every turn he would take my breath away with things like that. And unfortunately, I didn't ever get to touch his flesh. But I served him for 4 years, 5 years. Even while being a dom online, and some of my best ideas and some of the things I do come directly from him. He gave me the idea of making recordings, selling MP3s at what I was already doing, creating custom things for people to blow their minds. He would demand I make them for him, of course. He wanted to hear certain things. He wanted to hear me beg. I fondly remember fighting against submission. I fought against him. I fought against this pull that he had. We would be on Skype. We would purposely not aim our cameras at ourselves and only focus on voice. He would demand that I kneel. He would demand that I beg to be able to touch myself. He would hold me in his gaze without looking at me, and I could feel it. I know you know what that's like. You feel somebody looking at you, looking through you, peering into the core of who you are. And then he would combine it with various things. He put his hand on my throat and tightened the grip, making breathing labored. Promises of sticking his cock in my mouth, promises of touching me. And as I would get lost in that spiral of emotion or feelings or that high of going to the edge, I felt his hands on me. I wasn't looking at him and he wasn't looking at me, and it was miles away. But I could feel his hand pressing on my yoni, pushing harder. I could feel his breath on my neck. Holding me there for all that time in that edged, ridiculous state. His voice would change, it would turn into a growl in my ear. I could feel his breath on my earlobe and my neck. Sometimes at that point he would force me to say his name. Sometimes at that point I would have to start begging for release. sometimes at that point. I would have to beg for more for him to continue. Why am I taking a break right now? Because I find myself getting pulled back in. Somehow. I have the feeling he's hearing this. Somehow. That spirit, that essence, that whatever that is still very much alive, even though Phantom, the person, is not in this realm now. When I think about it, when I think about him, when I think about that encounter, when I think about that situation, that continues. It is still there. And I'm saying this now because I'm going to forget to say it here in a little bit. My brain's going to go mushy, and if anything I say is even coherent, it probably won't be easy to follow or make sense. I can see why these are called ramble faps. I remember being in a chair. I was given permission to touch myself. And he said that he wanted to literally fuck my brain. I envisioned being held still, powerful hand, with him entering through my mouth, going up my cervical part of my neck, tip of my spinal cord, entering my brain. Once he was in there, the energy, the vibration, power, his breath, of my breath, his control of my body, begging for release, and he, even if it became too much, release wasn't given. It had to be earned. Of all things, I'm certain. If you stayed with me this long, that whatever that is, I call it the force to make it easier. It's very real. And if you open yourself to the right people, you can experience amazing things. I apologize if this is rambling or makes no sense at all, but I had to get it out of my system. I had to express it. Put it out there, even if people are like thumbs down or want to ban hammer me for it. It had to be out. I had to tell it. So that's a little of me and where I come from, what I'm about. Unfortunately, Phantom left this realm a couple years ago now. I still very much feel his presence, but I've rarely encountered something that gives me cause to pause. I have found it here in a few male Dom voices, and I hope to be able to in turn bring the same pleasure to others.